Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, my next guest, Bobby Charles, former Assistant Secretary of State for President George W. Bush. He also served in the Reagan and Bush 41 White Houses and been involved at high levels of government. Bobby, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
You know, a lot of breaking news overnight, and no one better to answer some of these questions than maybe yourself. Breaking news from the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, claiming there was a quid pro quo between President Donald Trump and Ukraine's new President Zelensky, saying the president withheld $400 million in aid and pushed the Ukrainians to investigate Hunter Biden, the son of the vice president, former Vice President Joe Biden, running for president. And now there's a big surge for impeachment. There's a meeting coming up at 4 o'clock today, Nancy Pelosi convening the Democrat caucus to discuss impeachment. What do you make of all of this as we get up to speed?
Well, you know, I think the first thing for people to remember is that it's very easy to get spun up. And I'll just say the Democrats in the House, not just Pelosi, but a lot of her left wing, which seems to be growing, get spun up very easily. They obviously wanted to find some basis upon which to delegitimize this president. And the several that they've started with, beginning back with the Russia collusion piece, did not work. They all proved to be untrue. I haven't seen any transcript, and I do know those stories are out, and I've read some of it. I will say that it's an odd turn of events. But then what in politics today isn't an odd turn of events? It's strange. It's as if Joe Biden set a bear trap for himself and then stepped in it. It's an odd twist because, you know, what you're saying is, and I, again, as I understand it, I haven't seen any transcript of that call. Presidents have calls all the time with foreign leaders, as do other senior cabinet members. And it just seems odd to me because what's underneath all this is some absolutely rock solid facts that would appear to put Joe Biden right in the crosshairs of potential legal action, not just in.
Well, sure. We've got Joe Biden bragging in January 2018. We just played the tape here a moment ago, bragging about getting a prosecutor fired in Ukraine because he withheld $1 billion in loan guarantees and said, Barack Obama is on board with me with this, and I'm leaving in 6 hours. And either that prosecutor is fired or you don't get the $1 billion. And the prosecutor was investigating Hunter Biden.
Yeah, and the question that has, you know, from that set of facts early on that has really crossed my mind is whether or not there's a violation under Ukrainian law by the son of the vice president at that time. Is there a violation of U.S. law at that time by the vice president? And as you just described it, an admission against interest by him. Because, I haven't gone back to look at 18 U.S.C. at the equivalent of something that might be part of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. But if you're in a foreign country, physically in that country working to extract your son from a legal jeopardy, then something pretty serious is happening there.
You would think. Yeah, and using your office and your influence and saying it's $1 billion in loan guarantees, and if you don't do this, that is a quid pro quo. I mean, it's by definition, is it not?
Yeah, it would seem to me. And the flip side of that, you know, so I'm sure the Democrats would say, well, if Joe Biden were violating U.S. law in some way, then the president's actions are similar. And I really just don't think so. I look at it again. We don't know everything, but I look at it and I say, no, you had a clear conflict of interest with Joe Biden because this is his son he's talking about.
Correct.
If any American of note were violating foreign law, I think there's something to be said for knowing what the facts are.
Here's one of the facts we do know, Bobby, and I want to read you a couple of things and continue with this. The complainant on this alleged whistleblower, whose identity the Inspector General required not to disclose, apparently did not have direct knowledge of the telephone call itself. The complaint was made on the basis of information that came from elsewhere, so I'm guessing transcripts maybe. And furthermore, under the law, Title 50 U.S. Code, Section 3033, it doesn't appear that the Inspector General has the authority to investigate the president at all, has the authority to investigate the intelligence community. But how damaging would it be and precedent setting would it be, in your estimation, from your experience, to have phone calls between the president of the United States and any foreign leader being put out for public consumption all the time? You wouldn't be able to get anything done, would you?
Well, that's right. And I suppose if you think about it for a minute, that's part of the goal here. I think a lot of people on the Hill, and I particularly fault the House Oversight Committee, have just been on a fishing expedition to try to find anything and anything and everything they can to undermine this president. So this is not the first call that we've seen leak. The Flynn call, it suggests, you know, if you go back in time, one of the things that really struck me is to get access to that call right back at the very beginning of this administration had to require the unmasking of Americans, which is a very rare process.
Correct. Or at least you'd like to think so.
And the more they looked into that, the more they indicated that maybe some 300 Americans, conversations with 300 Americans might have been unmasked. To me, the problem you have is not, an inspector general does not exist to go after the president of the United States. And an inspector general releasing just willy-nilly, gaining access to and then releasing conversations the president has with either his advisors or with
right. Why would any foreign leader want to talk to the president? Why would anybody from any foreign leader want to talk to the president at that point? Bobby Charles here, former Assistant Secretary of State for President George W. Bush, also worked for Ronald Reagan and in the Bush 41 White House. And I might remind you, Bobby, I believe it was the very first phone call this president had. I think it may have been with the president of Australia, if memory serves, back in January 2017. Right. The very first phone call he had with any foreign leader was leaked, and they tried to find fault with it. Remember that?
I do, and I think this is the part that bothers me as much as anything, is that if we begin to delegitimize our institutions, and not to expand the conversation too quickly, but, you know, right now you have Boris
Yeltsin
over in Johnson over in
Great Boris Britain, Johnson, yes,
had the Supreme Court undermine one of his decisions. You know, if you undermine the presidency initially, and then you undermine Kavanaugh because you try to undermine the Supreme Court because you don't want Roe versus Wade to end up being issued, or bottom line is, if you undermine the institutions of democratic countries, you're undermining the capacity for us, rule of law, and confidence in our system. And I do believe that from the outset there was a group of people who wanted to undermine this president. It's very, I mean, his entire legitimacy. So
sure.
I think it's with those glasses on, you know, not rose-colored glasses, but a little more realism, that we have to look at anything like an impeachment here.
Well, that's happening at 4 o'clock today. We've only got about a minute left here, less than that. Today, 4 o'clock, Nancy Pelosi is calling together all Democrats to discuss impeachment at 4 o'clock. I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word and your takeaway on it.
I think it's a terrible error. It's an error for them. It's an error in practice. And at the end of the day, I don't think an impeachment article about a phone call where he's seeking information makes much sense. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's a terrible political decision and not a good legal decision either.
Bobby Charles, you turned out to be just an absolutely perfect guest at this juncture in the conversation. Would love to have you back. Great stuff.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bobby Charles, former Assistant Secretary of State for George W. Bush, worked for Reagan and Bush the First as well. Good stuff on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business Moving Michigan forward.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.